Welcome in. This is the Playable Break Textures Masterclass for Smoky Late Night Moods, Advanced Level, in Ableton Live. The goal today is to build something that behaves like an instrument you can actually perform, but it's made out of breakbeat dust, tiny transient fragments, room tone, hiss, vinyl air, and a resampled smeary layer that moves like fog behind a rolling drum and bass groove. This is not throw a break into simpler and slice it. We're building controlled chaos. It's got tails, it's got grit, it's got pitchy shuffles and in-between energy, but it still stays mixable at 170 to 175 BPM. And you'll end up with a rack that has performance macros for darkness, density, dirt, space, movement, width, pitch drift, and ducking so it breathes with your kick and snare. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a late-night roller, where movement feels urgent but not frantic. Now do the boring pro stuff that makes everything work later. Create a drum bus group for your main drums. Then create a new MIDI track and name it Break Texture Inst. Next, we're going to build a clean sidechain key signal that won't mess up your mix. Make a return track called a C. Drop a utility on it and set gain all the way down to minus infinity, so it's silent. Now send your kick and snare to that return. Depending on your routing preferences, you can do this with sends only or direct routing, but the idea is simple. Seed is a hidden key input that always follows the groove. Teacher note, this is one of those small pro habits that changes everything. Your texture should breathe with the drums, not fight the drums, and sidechaining from a dedicated key keeps that consistent no matter what you change in the drum mix. Now pick your source break. Choose one break with real room tone and cymbal detail. Classic jungle style breaks are perfect. Amen type energy, think, hot pants, funky drummer vibes, or a modern break pack that still feels like it was recorded in a space. Avoid breaks that are already obliterated. You want some life left to sculpt. Warp it correctly. Consolidate 1 to 2 bars cleanly, and consider a gentle EQ low cut around 120 HE so your texture layers don't smear into your sub. We are not trying to add low end here. We're painting atmosphere and movement. Alright, build the rack. On Break Texture Inst, drop an instrument rack. Create three chains and name them A, Transients, B, Air, and C, Smear. Think of these as rolls, not three more drum layers. Chain A is articulation. Chain B is breathing haze. Chain C is cinematic motion. If you lose that separation, it'll start sounding like an extra breakbeat, and your late-night mood turns into a crowded daytime mix. Let's build chain A, transients. Add simpler, set it to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until it's catching hats and ghost hits nicely, usually mid to high, but trust your ears. Set playback to mono. Turn retrig on, and turn warp off. We want crisp slices, not smeared timing. This is the key playability trick. In slice mode, MIDI notes trigger slices, so your keyboard becomes a break performance surface. You're not just looping a break, you're playing it. After simpler, add EQ 8, high pass it pretty firmly somewhere, around 140 to 200 HC with a 24 dB slope. If it's too crispy, do a gentle dip in the 3 to 6K range. Then for that late night softness, pull a little top off with a gentle shelf down around 10 to 12K. The vibe is smoke, not sparkle. Next, add drum bus for controlled grit. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be 0 to 15% if you want a little texture. Use damp in the 20 to 50% area to calm harshness. And keep boom off, no added low end. Then utility, set width around 80 to 120% depending on your mix. But keep this chain from dominating. This layer is the consonance of your texture instrument. It defines the rhythm, but it shouldn't feel like a second drum kit. Quick fix of chain of clicks when you play fast. Go back into simpler's amp envelope and add a tiny attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. That micro fade-in can kill digital ticks without ruining the snap. Now chain B, air, the ghost band past atmosphere. Add a simpler set to classic mode. Turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16. Transients can be lowish, like 0 to 30. Lower is smoother. Turn loop on and start with a 1-bar loop. Set the amp envelope to soften it. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Release is a huge part of the fog. Too short and it feels like gritty hats. Too long and it becomes a constant wash. We want it to breathe. Add auto filter next. Set it to band pass. Find the smoke lane, usually somewhere between 600 Hz and 4K Hz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB, to make it feel like it's coming through a dark, slightly stressed system. You can add a subtle envelope amount if you want it to react dynamically, but keep it tasteful. Now put a gate after that. Turn sidechain on. Set the sidechain input to that SC return you made. Now tune the threshold so the air opens in groove moments, not constantly. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60. Release around 80 to 200. This is one of the most important late night moves. Your air texture talks in the pocket instead of sitting on top like noise. Optional. Add redux after the gate for dusty texture. Downsample 2 to 8 is usually enough. Don't go crazy on bit reduction unless you specifically want that broken digital edge. If you do add redux, you'll likely balance it just by turning the chain volume down a touch. Subtle wins here. Then utility on chain B. This layer can be wider, 120 to 160%. If your utility has bass mono, you can enable it, but ideally this chain doesn't even have meaningful low end because of the bandpass. Extra coach trick. If you want dark tape air without fizzy top, put a saturator before the bandpass. Soft sign. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip-on. That generates harmonics that survive filtering, so the air stays present without turning into brittle hiss. Now chain C. Smear. This is the cinematic haze. Add simpler in classic mode. Turn warp on and switch warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 20 to 60, flux around 10 to 40. Loop on. Amp envelope attack around 15 to 40 milliseconds and release 300 to 900 milliseconds. This is your tail painter. This is where you get that the room is breathing vibe. Teacher note, texture warp is a cheat code. It's basically granular adjacent movement without leaving stock devices, and it sits beautifully behind fast drums if you keep it dark and controlled. After simpler, add chorus ensemble. Use ensemble mode. Amount 15 to 35%. Rate slow. 0.15 to 0.45 Hz. Width 120 to 200. High pass inside the chorus around 200 to 400 Hz to keep low mids clean. Then add phaser flanger, preferably phaser mode. Set the rate extremely slow, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. Feedback 10 to 25%. Dry wet 10 to 25. Tune the notch by ear. You're aiming for motion you feel, not a swoosh that draws attention. Next, hybrid reverb. Use convolution plus algorithm if you can, but keep it dark. Choose a small to medium room or a dark plate type impulse response. Decay somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds depending on how dense your track is. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Inside the reverb EQ, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10k. And keep dry wet modest, like 10 to 25%, if it's inline. A practical performance note, convolution plus modulation can add latency. If you're playing this rack live and it feels behind, swap hybrid reverb to a lighter algorithm while you write, or freeze and resample once you commit. Also check reduced latency when monitoring in live's options. After reverb, add saturator, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Trim output so the chain level stays consistent as you add dirt. Then utility on chain C. Start width around 110 to 140%. Keep the gain tucked. This layer should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly identify it on top of the drums, it's too loud. Now we map performance macros, because the whole point is that you can play the mood instead of doing surgery every time you want a different vibe. Macro 1 is mood filter. Map chain B's auto filter frequency. Map chain A's EQ high shelf or a low pass point so you can darken the transients. Map chain C's hybrid reverb high cut. Now one knob takes you from open and crispy to dark and smoky, without having to chase three devices. Macro 2 is texture density. Map chain B gate threshold so it breathes more or less. Map chain C simpler release so tails get longer and the fog thickens. Optionally map chain A drum bus damp so as density goes up, brightness chills out. This is a big late night macro. Density without harshness is the whole game. Macro 3 is dirt. Map chain A drum bus drive and chain C saturator drive. If you used redux on chain B, map its downsample slightly too. But keep the range safe. This is where a lot of advanced racks fail. They map the full knob range and half the travel is unusable. Constrain your macro ranges to the sweet spots so you can perform without fear. Macro 4 is space. Map chain C hybrid reverb dry wet. Even better, if you prefer cleaner mixing, create a dedicated dark reverb return and map send amount instead of pushing inline reverb too hard. Inline is fine, but sends are often easier to keep consistent across a track. Macro 5 is movement. Map phaser rate on chain C. Map chorus amount. If you want, add auto pan slow and subtle and map amount, but be careful. Too much movement turns smoky into dizzy. Macro 6's width. Map the utility width on chains B and C. Keep chain A closer to center. Overwidening transients is a classic mistake. It sounds cool solo, then it wrecks mono compatibility and steals the center from your snare. Macro 7 is pitch drift. Map chain C simpler transpose in a small negative range, like 0 to minus 3 semitones. If you want micro drift instead of semitone drops, add shifter on chain C. Pitch mode, fine plus or minus 5 to 12 cents and keep mix low. This makes the fog feel alive, not randomly out of tune. Macro 8 is duck. Put a compressor after the entire instrument rack on the track. Side chain it from the SC return, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180. Set threshold so you're getting 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then map the threshold, or ratio if you prefer, to macro 8. This macro is basically how much does the smoke bow to the drums. Now, performance. Here's how to think like a musician with this thing. Chaina wants short stabs. Think 16 THS and 8 THS with swing. Little call and response flickers, not a constant stream. Chain B and C want held notes. Think pads of texture that ride behind the drums. Harmonically, moody rollers love D minor and F minor territory, but the bigger concept is this. Make the rack key aware. Put a tuner on your bass or res group. Find your pitch center and bias your textures. Playable range around 1 to 2 octaves above that root. Even noise feels in key once resonances and transposition are consistent. Use velocity for human feel. Turn velocity to volume on and simpler if needy. Low velocities should mostly give you B and C, soft haze. Higher velocities bring in chain A, articulation. If you want to go next level later, you can build velocity-based roll switching. But even basic velocity dynamics will immediately make it feel performed instead of programmed. And do yourself a favor, add groove. In the groove pool, try a light MPC style swing, amount 10 to 25%, or extract groove from a real shuffled break and apply it to your MIDI clip. That tiny timing feel makes the texture sit like it belongs in the drum world. Let's do a quick arrangement blueprint for a 16-bar late night roller context. Bars 1 to 4, intro. Only chain C smear. Keep mood filter dark. Bass moderate. Let it set the room. Bars 5 to 8. Tension. This audio version is shortened for playback.